Well, hello there, and welcome to this week's podcast, Tales of the Whales,
where we talk about having cancer and
being somebody who looks after somebody with cancer. Just before you turn off and get all depressed. It's not that, well, it can be depressing, but hopefully you'll listen anyway.
Yeah, we're just kind of sharing our cancer journey.
Yeah.
In case it might be helpful or handy in some way.
Absolutely. And normally we record it as we are this morning, sitting up in bed on a Saturday morning.
Yep, Saturday morning is podcast.
With a cup of tea.
Yes, this morning you've got Fortnum & Mason's breakfast blend.
And may I say, it is very, very nice. Very nice, yeah.
Excellent.
I've been belching a lot lately.
Well, I've pretended I haven't noticed, but yes, you have.
And even farting quite often.
Hmm. Well.
I thought I'd start off with a bang.
Well, you know, these things happen. It's probably a side effect of your chemo that you're on.
Yeah. I'm on this new chemo and I don't like it really, do I?
No. Well, no one really likes chemotherapy, don't think.
No, but when you have to administer it to yourself, which most chemo is now, isn't it?
No, some are intravenous that you have to still go to the hospital for, but this one you are taking as a daily tablet.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to touch it.
No, it's a scary tablet.
Yeah. I went through all sorts of rules and regulations before they let me out of the hospital with it.
They did.
You know, if I drop one on the floor, I've got to pick it up with a bit of paper.
Yep.
Yeah, but I have been a bit down lately, I must confess. And I suppose that's what happens, you know. You get the realisation of, and I'm not frightened of dying, but you get the realisation of that is coming closer, and you will get depressed. I mean, everybody will get depressed. It's just one of those things. You have to rise above it, don't you?
Well, it's just a natural reaction to what you're going through.
Yeah. I think it must be really difficult for you from the other side because, I mean, I appear on TV. I do my TV and radio show on a Saturday night. I write the column for The Express. And we do this podcast. And people say, sound normal to me. And we went out the other day to a friend's party.
We did.
And you were very worried, and I was slightly worried, because my walking is very wobbly, isn't it?
Yes, your mobility is diminishing.
Yeah. Now, whether it'll come back or not, I don't know. But the chances are it won't.
But you managed that evening really well. I was surprised, actually. I thought you were going to struggle. And once you got there, and you started chatting to friends and things, and then you perked up and you even managed to go up some stairs.
Well, with two people standing behind me waiting for me to fall over.
Well, they were helping. Yes, thank you to the people who helped you up the stairs. Because I thought it was just one small flight, but then it went round the corner and there were another three.
Yes.
and there was a lift that we could have found.
Yeah. I think the problem is that you get to a situation, and I don't want to, you know, you'll get to it, so we might as well actually talk about it and know about it. I'm at a terminal stage of cancer, so I'm not going to come back from this. It eventually is going to kill me.
It's not curable.
No. And I've known that for the past nearly 5 years now. Mm. And thinking, well, this will be my last one or my last...
Well, it's 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
You never were very good at maths.
We're in the fifth year.
No.
Are we? Oh, I thought we were. It seems like forever. Right. But I think sometimes a realisation when your body begins, it doesn't begin to give up, but it begins to not work anywhere near as well as it used to when you were...
No, and you're finding it quite upsetting that you can't mow the lawn. But you just... You wouldn't be able to mow the lawn.
Oh, the thing that upsets me most of all is getting out of a car.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Well, because you don't leap out of a car, but, you know. And now, what was it the other day? He said, right, sit there, darling, I'll come round and help you out. Mind you, I got out before you got anywhere near, didn't I?
You did.
So that's the, I mean, sitting here in bed, drinking a cup of tea, looking out of the window. No real pain anywhere at the moment.
That's good.
But just thinking, that grass needs a cut or whatever. And I literally couldn't manage physically to do it.
No, that must be hard to come to terms with.
Yeah, it is a bit. But it must be very difficult for you and for anybody else looking after someone.
But I think you're, you know, we have to look on the positive side of things.
Yeah.
And you are very lucky in as much that although you have got this physical impairment now, that means you can't physically do much, you are still able to do your job, you know, you can, which is talking. You can sit whenever. And the following things, you can, you are still able to do that. It must be so much more difficult for people whose livelihood and jobs are the are a physical one, and they physically just actually cannot go to work anymore. That must be really tough.
Right.
I mean, because obviously there's a financial impact of that, and it just must be very, very hard. That, because if that's your life, you know how your job is your life. A lot of people, it's that's the case. And if you can't do your work, that must be really hard to deal with. So no point in you feeling fed up. Look how lucky you are.
I mean, normally people of my age wouldn't be allowed to work, would they?
Oh, that's true.
I know I'm lucky, honey. I've had a really, really, really lucky life. I've bounced from one thing to another without any real trying. Things have just happened. One thing stops, another thing starts, you know. So I can't take any credit for it. I didn't plan any of it. But, I do realise how lucky I've been. If I hadn't met you and wasn't able to work, God, I don't know where I'd be.
No, see, so we're in as good a place as we could possibly be in
this
situation.
Absolutely. I can't thank you enough. And it's such a difficult thing for us.
I don't think it's down to me.
Darling, if you weren't around, I don't know what I'd do. I really don't. And I, you know, kids will say, oh, I'll look after your dad or whatever. But it's, you don't really want your children looking after you, do you?
No, it's not really. It's difficult, isn't it, for them?
But, you know, I mean, you've got a full-time job, a dog, albeit we've only got one left. It's very sad. Who's actually lying there covered in dogs.
I think she's quite enjoying being an only dog.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was more of a diva only dog.
Than
a pack dog, really.
Well, she's been rolling in something not very nice.
I'll sort that out.
And she came in and jumped on the bed and put her face on mine.
That's nice.
Just to share it. Yuck. And now she's down there because I said, no, I don't like it. I wish you could see the dog, really. She's sort of kind of flicking her hair and not listening.
No, at least she's not woofing, so that's good.
No, that's very good. Very good. So we have, we've got a busy week next week, haven't we? We've got a do to go to.
You've got hospital on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because we have to go to the hospital every 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
While they're just assessing what this chemo is doing to you. And to go and get, we need to go and get some more of the tablets.
Oh, and do they not? Will they not give us the tablets by post or?
No. And
no?
Also, you have to got to have a blood test. And so the new blood test system at Barts is.
Oops, mentioned the hospital.
Am I not allowed to?
No, of course you are.
I'm sure we've mentioned it before.
Oh.
Yes, last time we, because the traffic was so bad, we missed our blood test appointment slot. And so that was a bit of a disaster. So this time we're going to leave plenty of time.
Yeah.
I mean, we did leave 2 hours to get there, but it took 2 hours 20 or something, didn't it? So,
well, it took an hour and a half to go about 100 yards, so I don't know.
Yeah, London is not the ideal place to be driving these days. Not that I was driving.
No, no.
It was, of course, the wonderful Andy.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be able to get up some of the stairs and things, would I?
No, the train would be a problem.
Can you imagine me trying to get over the bridge at the station?
Or just trying to get on the train would worry me. Would worry me. No, I think we'll stick with the.
You think I'm going to fall over every time I get up?
Yes, I do. It does worry me. You are a little bit wobbly.
Yeah, but since I've got a lot worse, I haven't been falling over quite so much.
No.
Because I don't think I would get up.
No, it would be difficult.
I was giving Daisy a bit of chicken or something. Was it yesterday or the day before? And so I bent down to give her the chicken. I'm bending down and I'm seeing myself falling forward, and there's nothing much I could do. I just went straight forward. Luckily put my hand out so I didn't land straight on my head. But I was laughing so much, funnily enough.
Yeah, your balance is a little bit off, isn't it, I think?
Yeah. But these are all things that, you know, we have
to... Probably a bit top-heavy.
Shut up! I must lose weight. Everybody says, well, I wouldn't bother losing weight or worrying about weight at your stage.
No, I don't think you need to worry about that. If you want to have a bit of ice cream, have a bit of ice cream.
Could you worry about having put a pound on?
Yeah, but I'm a lot smaller than you. It shows more.
Oh, dear. Anyway, listen, if you, like us, are on this... people call it a journey, and I suppose it is.
It is.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And half the population seem to be going on it. So, wish you well. Talking about it does help. Helps us. Sometimes people just do not want to talk about the fact they have cancer.
No, I mean, people deal with things in different ways. If you want to not think about it or talk about it, that's fine.
If that's what you really think is helping you. But eventually you do get to the point where I'm not saying the end is tomorrow, but I mean, if I made Christmas again, I would be very surprised, wouldn't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think so. You're at the stage where now you're thinking that every little twinge of anything you get, you think, is that the cancer coming to get me? You know, if you break your fingernail, you're going, is that cancer causing that?
I don't think I've gone quite that mad, but I do, you know. You can't not, can you, really? You sort of...
No, it's like just play on your mind, I suppose.
It's, yeah. But I've got you to look after me, so I should be very thankful, shouldn't I?
And today we are going... I'm coming with you to work.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a nice lunch, early lunch, or a late lunch or an early dinner with Cammy and Max.
Yeah.
A little Italy. Oh, am I allowed to say that?
You have, haven't you? Yeah.
Which is one of our favourite places to be.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, but that's like, it's like a little home from home from you there, isn't it?
Yeah.
You spent many a naughty afternoon.
We won't go into that now.
Drinking wine there when you...
Before I went on the air. In case...
Yeah, so we've got... So it's a nice, lovely day today.
Yeah. Unless you're in the west where it's blowing a gale.
Tomorrow we will probably pop to the pub.
Yeah. And thank them for looking after things when we're not here.
Because I have to do that as a gauge of how you're doing, is like, can you walk to the pub? It's my test.
Well, I will try my hardest to walk to the pub. It is literally just across the road. So.
But if we get to the stage where I have to wheel you to the pub, that's what we'll do.
Oh, God, no. Anyway, whatever cancer it is that you are dealing with at the moment, there will, I'm sure, be, I always say, a charity or a website or somewhere you can get help for every cancer there is going. And the hospital that's looking after you probably have Macmillan nurses, and they're excellent to talk to.
Really, really good.
Yeah. And if, like me, you're at stage four towards the end of it, I'm just saying this because I think it has been a great help and a fallback situation, is get in touch with your local hospice.
Well, I think your doctor has to refer you.
Oh, right. Okay.
But, yeah, they've been very supportive.
Very supportive. So now we'll go and, you know, I can still just about get myself... did you want to... No, never mind about that. I was trying on a pair of trousers the other day in a store.
That was funny.
And a jacket. And I had to have some help them on.
So this was your new suit that you're going to have because we're going to get your MBE and meet somebody royal.
Yeah.
And so put it on. It looked amazing. It was lovely. And then you took a step and the trousers fell completely down around your ankles, which... We decided was a modification needed so that it didn't happen on the day. So poor old Princess Anne didn't have the shock of her life, or whoever it will be.
Slightly embarrassing, I have to admit.
It was funny.
Oh, I'm glad.
But nothing that a pair of braces won't cure.
No. No, and they're becoming very trendy again, so I can wear them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't going to... You mentioned that little bit. I was going to keep that quiet, but you have mentioned it to everybody you've met so far.
What?
Your trousers fell down.
Yes. Well, it was funny because they literally just completely fell right off instantly, didn't they? Didn't they? Slip a little bit. They were just
and
suddenly...
And I'm standing in the middle of the shop.
Around your ankles.
Looking in the mirror where you try things on and then suddenly, yeah. Anyway, on that note, have a great Saturday and hope everything goes okay for you this week.
Absolutely.
Do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.